brothers and sisters, I was in on the platform, at the rostrum, at the microphone in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, when the fateful shots rang out in the Mediterranean. They were murderous shots, to be sure, but they have reverberated around the whole world in a way which Netanyahu could never have imagined. This is indeed their Soweto. And just as Soweto began the countdown to the end of the racist apartheid state of South Africa, so the killings of our martyrs on Monday begin the numbering of the days of the Zionist apartheid state of Israel. Be sure about that. From the United States to Turkey, where I was yesterday, attending the funerals of the martyrs, I have the earth from the graves of the martyrs in Istanbul still on my shoes, and I will never clean them of those martyrs' dust. All around the world, as Kevin Ovenden said, all is changed. Scales are falling from the eyes, even of those who previously defended Israeli crimes. We have achieved the unbelievable situation where the British Prime Minister is finally demanding an end to the embargo on Gaza. And shame, everlasting shame on the new Labour government that just left office, that the Tories are demanding something that they refuse to do. Shame on them, whatever they are, shame on them. Brothers and sisters, there can be no peace between truth and falsehood. There can be no peace between justice and oppression. There can be no peace between the occupied and their occupier. There can only be eternal struggle between them. Struggle until justice has prevailed and freedom has been won. And you are a part of that struggle, and freedom will be won. And so, as you feared, I have an announcement to make. Following our negotiations in Istanbul yesterday, I can announce to you that on the day after Ramadan, two mighty convoys, one by land and one by sea, will begin. The land convoy will leave from London, will travel through Europe and Turkey and Syria and Jordan, and it will sail from Aqaba to Sinai and enter the gates of Rafah. And I ask the Egyptian government now, in the name of millions of people, open those gates and let them come back. The sea convoy will simultaneously, leaving on the same day, sail from country to country around the Mediterranean. We will arrive on of Gaza together. We will enter together with the mightiest breach of the siege there has ever been. And we will end this siege that day. That day. Because Kevin, my comrade Kevin Olander asked, how will the siege end? I'll tell you how. It won't end by resolutions in the Security Council. It won't end, my God, it won't end with ruminations in the Arab League. No. This siege is now shaking. This wall is now tottering. We have to break it down ourselves.
What has been a momentous day in support of the Palestinian people. Firstly, just if there are people who are suffering medically, we've heard that there are one or two people who are fainting and so on. There is medical help a couple of hundred yards down there towards High Street Kensington Tube Station. There's an ambulance crew ready to give first aid. So I do hope that, that no one has really succumbed, but if you need anything, it's down there. The other thing is to say that this has been a hugely important step forward in building unity for this movement, as other speakers have said. We need to work together to make it into the mass movement. One of the first steps is in London. Not many of you will be able to attend, but I hope loads of you do. We have a meeting on Wednesday in the Conway Hall, where all of the returnees from the flotilla will be welcomed and will be able to give their eyewitnesses account to the people who can come. So do please get people to come to that. There will obviously be more events. We'll be organising tours around the country so that people all around Britain can hear the story, the truth of the murders of this act of war by the Israelis on international peace activists. Now, I have the time of the meeting is 7 o'clock, Conway Hall in Red Lion Square. The nearest tube is Holborn. Now, next to me is a young man, and we're going to have a minute's silence in a moment, but before that, he's just going to say a few words. He's the nephew of one of the martyrs on the Mavi Marmara.
Öncelikle ne mutlu Türk'üm diye ediyorum. First, I would like to say how blessed are we to be taught.
Bizi bu mücadelemizde yalnız bırakmayan tüm dünya ülkelerini çok teşekkür ediyor ve yanımızda bulundukları için kendilerini gururla teşekkür ediyorum. Ama şu anda çok heyecanlıyım. Benim amcam gemide başından vurularak şehit düşürüldü. Ama biz üzgünüz ve gururluyuz. Çünkü bizim amcamız şehadet mertebesine ulaştı. Peygamberimizin komşusu oldu.
I would like to thank you to everyone for your support. My uncle was shot in the head in Point Blanc. But she...